Wisconsin Independent Businesses Director Wayne Corey sent a letter to the governor telling Doyle that adding a new tax burden during a recession should be unthinkable. Doyle has yet to endorse any new tax plans, although he's kept his options open. One idea that's been discussed by some lawmakers is ending a variety of tax exemptions on everything from food products to medical services. But Corey says small businesses and farmers will be the ones hit hardest as they pay more for services like accounting. Corey says backers of that idea are just looking for an easy way to balance the budget.
They think expanding the sales tax base is the best way to get more big bucks. We disagree with that, and we're taking a firm line in the sand stand that says we will not allow this to prevail. If we're going to balance the budget in the state of Wisconsin, everybody should share in the pain, not just a select handful of business owners and farm owners.
When Corey says everybody should share the pain, he's talking about a general sales or income tax increase. Corey says his group would not oppose either of those ideas. The difference is that a more broad-based tax increase would apply to Wisconsin's existing income and sales tax laws. That means everyone who's taxed right now for making money or buying goods would pay a little more, and products and services that are not taxed now would get to maintain their tax exemptions. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.